Blog Talk Radio.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King and Lord of all.
King of kings, we worship You this day. The fills your royal palaces.
Welcome to Reflections. This is Minister Nona, and I do trust that you had a fantastic Christmas, and this is our first broadcast in the new year, and we're excited about what God is going to do in this new year with our prayer ministry and the other outreaches that we have, that we're trusting God for growth and trusting to see many souls saved and to continue teaching on prayer. We have some other things in the works, some possible conferences around the country and internationally. We've put it on the altar, and we're praying about it and letting God bring those things to fruition. We're so excited about what the Lord is doing, because we see so many things that are happening in our world, and we know that if we're not a praying people, we will not see the results that we could possibly see because of not praying. But if we are praying people and we start the year off with prayer and seeking God's face and leaving the results up to Him, that after we've done our part, what He's told us to do, and that is to pray without ceasing, then we can stand in full confidence and trust that He will bring it to pass, that His perfect will be manifested. I want to share with you tonight some scriptures, 40 scriptures, with regards to healing. And I would love for you to take and get a pencil and paper and jot down these scriptures. It's so important that we take the time and we memorize scripture so that we can solidify ourselves and cause our roots to go down deep with regards to scripture memory, versus memorizing scripture, so that when we're in different places or different stations of life, we have hidden the word of God in our hearts, that not only will we not sin against Him, but that we will be able to wage war with the enemy of our soul. And I think it's so important that not only do we want to commit scripture to memory, but if you have someone sick, or you want to change the atmosphere in your home, in your place of work, I would encourage you to get the scriptures that are on tape about healing, about prosperity, about whatever the particular issue is that you're facing, that you would get that scripture. And Kenneth Copeland and quite a few of the other ministers have a lot of healing scriptures. Benny Hinn have quite a few healing videotapes that you can just literally plug in and let that seep into your spirit. And when you begin to see what the word says concerning how He sent His word and He healed them, and how as we get into the word and we meditate on the word and we get it deep into our heart, it says that it's healing to our flesh, it's healing to our navel. And so we have to get that word inside of us in order for it to do the work that it was intended for it to do. I want us to look at Romans 10, and it tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that goes back to the same point that I was making. If you put that on tape, the scripture memory verses or the other challenges that you're having, that you find something in the word that you can stand on that word, that irregardless of the circumstances, God has given you a word that you can stand on it and see His salvation. As I was saying, Romans 10 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And to help us believe God for healing ourselves, our friends, our families, it helps to have a good grasp of what the scripture says about healing. And what I find so many times, and I think it's a balance between it. We pray with our understanding, but we also speak in tongues. But as we're praying with our understanding, and in a group of people, it becomes even more stronger that as they hear the word that you're sharing with regards to your healing, everyone is edified, everyone is built up. And it's so important that we remember that so that no one walks away empty from that table where the Lord's word was being shared. And I just want us to look at this. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and it's to help us believe in God for healing ourselves, for our friends, and for our families, it helps to bring a good grasp of the scriptures concerning healing. And these scriptures are small enough to be written even on the little cards, the little small cards, memory cards, verse cards I call them, where you're able to write them down on those index cards and just plug away in terms of memorizing. And you can carry them around with you. And as you carry them around with you, you challenge yourself and you begin to memorize them. Let's look at Exodus 15:26, and it says, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals. If you can get that scripture deep down in your heart, if you can get it to where you can put it on a tape and you hear it over and over and over again till it gets down deep, even down to your toes, where you have that word and you're standing on that word as a solid word from God, that God is a healer and that you are pursuing him, and in that you're pursuing him, you're standing on that promise that he would put none of these diseases upon you that were placed upon the Egyptians. And as you see the enemy coming in, God will raise up a standard, and standard is his word. And as you raise that standard of God's word, saying and decreeing and declaring by his stripes you are healed, as you are decreeing and declaring that you have the promise of God, and the promise of God is that he would put none of these diseases upon you, which was brought on the Egyptians, because he is the Lord that heals you. And I believe as you begin to take that word and pile it in your heart and walk out on it and hear it every day, it becomes a reality, because it says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we have to hear the word. We can't just superficially hear it only on Sundays, but we have to find a way to hear it 24/7. Make a tape. Get the tape, as I said, from Kenneth Copeland or some of the other ministers. We're even putting together some tapes that maybe at some point we can send out to you, where you have that word going into your heart 24/7. When you're sleeping, you have the tape going, so that as you're sleeping, that word is getting into your spirit and it's filling the atmosphere, your home or your apartment, with the word of God. And as it's doing that, it's bringing healing to your circumstances and peace to all who enter into your home. Deuteronomy. Let's go on to this. Deuteronomy 32:39. Now see that I, even I, am he, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Nor is there any who can deliver from my hand. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Psalm 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. You healed me. That should become a battle cry, that as you call out, as you pray to the Lord, know that he will hear you and he will heal you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. He will not leave you the way that he found you, but he will bring health and soundness and wholeness to you. I love the word of God. We only have 5 more minutes of our live broadcast, and then we will go and continue the rest as a recording. And then you can come back and listen to it at your pace. Psalm 6, verse 2. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. That's when you feel that you have pain throughout your body. And you begin to decree and declare the word of God, that God would heal you according to his promises. And that as you cry out to him, he will hear you. As you cry out in mercy, he will heal and he will deliver you. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his name. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. And even as I'm saying this, this can become a reality where you're praying this for someone else. Maybe it's a loved one and you're praying that God would deliver their feet from destruction and that he would send healing as part of his benefits. God says he's married to the backslider. And so when you're praying for loved ones or friends who are backslidden, pray the word, pray the word. You're praying for someone who may be sick and in the intensive care unit or the IC unit. Get God's word on it and begin to pray that word. As we continue to look at Psalm 107, verse 20, it says, he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destructions. You can pray that for your children as they go about it. You have teenagers, you're worried about them. Begin to pray that God will deliver them from paths of destruction, that he would hedge the paths of those that would mean your children no good, and that he would protect and provide for them. As we look at Psalm 147:3, it says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Maybe you've been walking around with a broken heart for a long, long time, and it seems like it won't heal. Take the fragmented parts of your heart, give them to the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe that he will heal the brokenhearted. Maybe you've had losses. Maybe you've had some things that have come against you. Take the time. We heard for the New Year message how God is going to accelerate so many things, acceleration in terms of ministry and promises that he has for us. But we must be in a position to hear God's word and to be attentive to what the Lord is saying so that we can take full benefit of everything he has for us, that nothing will be literally left on the table. Proverbs 3:7-8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. If you're following the path of wickedness and you're feeling pains and you're going through all these changes, it says as you follow back to the path of righteousness, it will become the health that you're desiring. It will heal your flesh. It will bring wholeness to you. But you must pursue righteousness. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. As we continue this, we want God to speedily come to the rescue of those who are crying out for him to bring healing and wholeness. Then your light shall break forth like the morning, and your healing will spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. And I promise you, as you get the word of God in your heart, you will begin to see God making a way out of no way. You will see that even as his word says, behold, I will bring it health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Let that be your promise. We will continue the program as we are going off the air live. The Lord bless you and keep you. is our prayer. We will continue this as a recording. God bless you.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King.
Blind and mute, and he healed him, so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. Matthew 14:14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Luke 6:19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went from him and healed them all. So they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. The 12 were sent out. Luke 10:8-9. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. The 70 were sent out. Luke 17:15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. That's the story of the 10 lepers. That's another story. Never forget to say thank you. If God heals you, if he delivers you, if he supplies all of your needs, don't be like the 9. Turn quickly and go back and give him glory and honor and thanks and praise. 1 Corinthians 12:29. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. God has gifts of healing, and faith. Begin to stir yourself up and ask God to stir up within you the gifts that he has deposited within you, so that when you open your mouth wide, what you say will bring ministry and conviction to those who would be hearing you. I love James 5:14-16. It's an incredible passage, and it makes you excited every time you hear it. It says, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses or confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man shall avail much. We must avail ourselves to prayer. We must be so tenacious about prayer that it would be just like we grab a hold of it and we will not let it go until God blesses us. You will so hold on to prayer that you would not be released from it until God is bringing joy in the earth, that you will give up your very freedom for the answer that God has for you. Know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Know that as you begin to take the weapon of prayer, make prayer your weapon. When you rise up in the morning, when you're meditating through the day, make prayer your weapon. Revelations 22:2 says, in the middle of its streets and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Imagine that. Imagine that. That's not so far-fetched at all, that if God says that the leaves were for the healing of the nations, that means that even God will give witty invention to those who need it so that they can make discoveries in the properties of each plant life. Nothing's too hard for God. Revelation 2:22. In the middle of its street, I want you to get a picture of this. I'm repeating this. And on the other side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And so you see that God has a remedy. He has a solution. We just have to spend time in the closet and to be still and know that He is God alone. Know that. Luke 8, verse 47. I love this verse so much so. Luke 8, 47. When the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him, in the presence of all the people, the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. God does nothing under the sun that He does not reveal to His prophets about. Spend the quality time in God's presence so that you will learn His ways. Luke 8, verse 48. And He said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." And that's our prayer for you, that you too would go in peace, that you will trust the living God, that you would trust Him, that when He says no, it does not mean never, but just not right now. Bind yourself to the altar. Bind yourself to the altar until you have the answer that you're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come through with. Know that He has not forgotten you. Now we're going to go on to Luke 5, 17. Now it happened on a certain day as He was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord Jesus Christ was present to heal them. That's an awesome, incredible sight, is to see that the Word of God is present and is ready to be sent forth to all those who were suffering from sin, sickness, and disease. And as you take it and you send forth that Word, it brings results. Just like this lady who had the issue, and she said if she could just get down on the floor, press in, and touch the hem of His garment, that she would have what He promised. There's nothing too hard for God. There's absolutely nothing too hard for God. And know that if you call upon the name of the Lord, He will save you. This is our prayer for 2015, that many souls will be won for the kingdom of God, that there would be no regrets in looking back saying that it shoulda, coulda, woulda. Trust God that as He's writing chapter 1, your story may not be, as our bishop said, until chapter 21 or 22, but hold on. Hold on to the promises of God. Hold on tenaciously in such a way that you will, just like Israel, he said he would not let God go until He healed him and until He blessed him. And so whatever you're believing God for, trust Him. Pray the Word. Pray it every day. Find the Scripture and pray the Word every day. You can pray the Scriptures that you can put them into category and pray the promises, the prayer promises. A couple of the prayer promises, if you just pray the prayer promises or pray for the government, you can go to 1 Timothy 2:1. And as you're praying for healing for your family, begin to pray for those who are in authority, that the Heavenly Father would cause the government that would be upright and powerful because of your prayers. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for other missionaries. Find the word on it and begin to pray it. Put up a fight if you have to, because the enemy will fight you tooth and nail. But as you put down your determination, God will give you everything you need to make it a reality. Thanks for listening, and we will be back again on tomorrow.